After a lengthy and well-attended public hearing in Camas last week, the council turned to a couple of issues that were brought up by citizens before council took a final vote. One was about provisions over outdoor recreation activities, which had some citizens wondering if they would be restricted from riding their personal horse or an ATV. Council member Chris Robinson noted that the planning staff has put modifying language into the two sections, which dealt with motorized and non-motorized uses.
And the definitions didn't make clear that private activities by a property owner were not covered by those definitions. They only rose to the level of requiring a permit. You know, this was in our zoning use chart where we have a bunch of columns that says whether in certain zones it's limited, low-impact permit, a conditional use permit, or just permitted or not allowed at all. It was confusing a lot of public. Does this mean I can't have, you know, go on a horse ride? Can I build a corral for my horses? Can I ride my ATV around my lot? And we made it clear last night that we're only trying to regulate commercial and public activities and not the private ones by those definitions.
For the section about motorized uses, he said the staff added language about, quote, tracts and racehorses.
If they are public, it includes motorcycle and motocross tracks. It includes snowmobile tracks and courses. Again, with the adjective that these are public and commercial,
okay,
as opposed to, you know, if you, for little Johnny, you build a little jump in the backyard for his motorcycle.
Right, right. It also addresses traffic, parking, staging types of areas.
Yes, if they start to smell like a commercial undertaking, they fall into that definition.
Second issue in the end did not get resolved entirely by the council. A major proposal in their code revision will eliminate the highway corridor zone.
For many years, the county code has had a highway corridor zone that covered certain roads in eastern Summit counties and that gave the owners thereof the right to 1 acre density for the first 250 feet back from the road. And we're doing away with that because we don't like incentivizing the density all along the road because it creates a lot of curb cuts and it means we just have these, you know, very linear development patterns, no real planning. People just go in and put a driveway in and hook onto the existing road.
Last week, Robinson said he was concerned about the owners of small parcels along the corridor who might lose their density. He said he proposed a compromise, which ultimately did not get council support, that would have allowed corridor landowners a year's grace period to ask for a subdivision of their parcels.
There may be some small landowners, 3 acres and below, that have highway corridor zoned land now that would entitle them to split it once, you know, or maybe twice. And because they have 3 acres, and if all 3 acres were in the highway corridor, they could get 3 lots. I give them 1 year to do that. What we've been trying to do is be fair to everybody. It's impossible to please everybody. You know, some of these smaller landowners may have come up short, and I personally was trying to find a mechanism. In the end, the council, you know, gave good reasons why that wasn't a good idea because it sort of flies in the face of what I told you a minute ago of how we're trying to restrict the development pattern along there. And there weren't the votes to add that provision.
In the end, he said it was a big milestone to finally approve the revisions to the East County Code.
We worked very hard to try to deal with everyone's concerns. There were some that didn't get dealt with in the way they wanted, but I hope in retrospect or from a historical perspective, what we did last night will stand the test of time.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.